I'm not going to repeat what I said. Too bad. We'll then go on to the discussion of the rules petition 508, and then go on to ethics 2000. So the selected provisions for today. So, Mr. Rankin, I'm going to call 0508 in the matter of petition for amendment Supreme Court Rule 40.14 relating to technical changes in language regarding the Board of Bar Examiners' fees. You may proceed, counsel.
Thank you. This is probably the narrowest and most recherché and most technical thing I will ever bring before you. It simply changes a few detailed languages, you know, words in the language of 4014 with respect to fees, inserting the word diploma privilege in a couple of key places. The reason for this is very simply that many other jurisdictions charge a separate fee for a character and fitness investigation, entirely separate from the fee that they charge for their bar examination. So they have two application processes, and we've had substantial number of calls, people being confused as to whether or not the character and fitness application fee that we charge diploma privilege folks is also to be charged for them in addition to the bar examination fee or the fee for admission on proof of practice elsewhere. So all this really does is focus the language down very tightly on which mode of admission the character and fitness fee is for, and it pulls out a piece of language, late enrollment in the bar, which has been surplus for as long as I've ever been here. We figure as long as we're doing something, let's take out something that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I have a question. I understand the fee for diploma privilege. If you read it very carefully, you wouldn't be making the phone calls to your office. So that doesn't seem to me to change it. My problem is under H, 40.14.3H, it says late fee for diploma privilege, $100.
Yes.
And then it says under 40.14.3E, fee for application by diploma privilege character and fitness investigation, which is the same thing that seems to be covered under H, right? If filed later than the latest date specified by the board. Well, I went to look at your BA 1404, and I don't see what the latest date is, so I don't know how H and E fit together in terms of what I have to pay you if I'm going to be late.
This is a piece of rule change that you will be seeing probably in the next 6 months, and that's refining BA, because right now the date...
Refining BA what?
1404.
Okay.
Those dates are tied to a date that is not a fixed date, which is the date that they get their JD.
Well, it says payment of a late fee will be assessed to spring graduates who have not filed by December 15th, summer graduates who have not filed by March 15th, and fall winter graduates who have not filed
yes.
by July 15th. So I know when I have to file, okay?
If they file after that date, then it costs them the extra $100.
All right. So what is the latest date?
The latest date is 30 days after they receive their JD.
Well, now
that's when the rule comes to an end.
Well, that's in the prior sentence. It says, applicants for bar admission on the diploma privilege to file an applicant for character and fitness between the time the student has completed a minimum of 50 credit hours and 30 days after the JD is conferred. So why don't we just say a file later than 30 days after the JD is conferred. This is very difficult.
If they file later than 30 days after the JD is conferred,
right.
then they are ineligible.
For what?
To receive diploma privilege.
I know. That's in some other provision here.
Yes.
So what does latest date specified by the board mean?
That refers to the stuff in BA.
BA what?
BA for, well, I'm sorry, I don't have them committed to memory. I believe it's the BA section that refers to the dates.
I can't find that. That's what my whole problem is. I looked at 1404, And it does the December 15th, March 15th, and July 15th.
Yes.
And that, I thought, would be covered by the $100.
That's the $100 late fee, yes. Okay,
so what is the $200 fee? That's my simple question.
The $210. Oh, dear.
In 3E, says, for application by diploma, privilege, character, and fitness investigation.
No, you're absolutely right, Chief. You're absolutely right. And this is a case of sheer incompetence on my part.
Well, let's not confess it.
That's right.
You've gone too far.
That's right. Type
of graphical.
Let's just take out sheer.
Let's say enough of the flagulation. I mean, you know, enough is enough.
This is an instance of using Microsoft Word and cutting and pasting and then thinking that you've done it right.
Right. Okay, that's my problem. There is no latest date.
That's correct.
So we should take out fee for reinstatement or readmission is okay, right?
Yes.
Take out or for application by diploma, privilege, character, and fitness is filed later by the latest date, right?
Yes.
So it will just now, 3E will read fee for reinstatement or readmission, $200.
Exactly.
Okay. My problems have been solved.
And my bacon has been saved.
Okay, now, here's the problem, though. You raised another issue. What are you going to do about amending 1404? Is that going to affect what we just did?
It will not. Okay. What we intend to do with 1404 is to pick express and explicit dates.
Okay.
So that the kids all know when they've got to do things, because they get confused about when their JD might be.
So that's the late fee. All right, got it.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to say?
Okay, go ahead.
What is it that we currently charge for an out-of-state applicant who is licensed in another state to process their application? And I want to know every charge that we charge them and what they're tagged to.
It's in 1404, and just to work from memory, it's $850 for a bar examination. No. $450 for a bar examination and $200 and a late fee then after a date. The date for the February bar examination is December 1st or thereabouts. The second date, the date at which we charge the late fee, is there on or about January 1st. Then it's similar for the July bar examination. There is a fixed fee for admission on proof of practice elsewhere. And again, my recollection is that's $850.
Okay, so what you're telling me is that they have to pay $850 for the bar exam and an investigation of whether they meet the character and fitness qualifications of your office?
Yes, a single fee for both.
All right, and with this request to change in fees, It talks about a fee for diploma privilege, character, and fitness investigation is $210. So that doesn't include anybody that's doing this with an out-of-state license, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what is it that we currently charge folks who have a diploma privilege for a character and fitness investigation?
The amount that's in this petition, $210 or $100 late fee.
The only thing this petition does is add the words diploma privilege so that your cross-reference, which is now in the rules, are perfectly clear.
Yes.
People don't know how to read cross-references. That's what the problem here is. That's what you're resolving. Other than that, you're not changing
anything. We are not changing any fees.
Okay, so that's how I understood it, but it's a good idea to make sure. Go ahead. That's fine.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I'm not done with you, Mr. Rankin.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to say that today may very well be your last appearance before the court in light of your retirement. And on behalf of the court, I wanted to publicly thank you for your many years of service on the board and service to the court and to the people of the state of Wisconsin. And on behalf of the court, we wish you a long, healthy, and happy retirement.
I thank you very much. And this won't be the last you'll see of me.
The last that we're going to see of you, but I assume that after the next session, it's the last public appearance. We will meet with the Board of Bar Examiners later in the month of December and have our annual dinner with the board, and we look forward to that.
In a week.
I think he also thinks we're going to attend his retirement party. That's what he's referring to.
Well, we'll
see. Several.
Yeah. You're having so many, so we don't know which one.
Well, the one tomorrow, or for Friday, really is just for us chickens, you see. The real one is a week from tomorrow, a week from today, as a matter of fact, when the board will have its annual meeting and we say...
We'll be at both.
We properly say goodbye to our chair. And they're just sneaking me in under the wire then.
Good. And I hope that if you haven't advised the board, you will do so about the new appointees.
I've done so.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rankin. Are there any other appearances on this issue? Hearing none, I will close the hearing on 05-08. In the matter of the petition for amendment of Supreme Court Rule 40.14, as amended from the podium to eliminate language about late fees under E. We adjourn our public hearing, and we will reconvene as an open administrative conference in moments. So let's all... Let's all disrobe in privacy and come back.